Saturday, March 21st. The lesson from Isaiah chapter 49, verses 8 through 15. Thus says the Lord, in a time of favor I answer you, on the day of salvation I help you, to restore the land and allot the desolate heritages, saying to the prisoners, come out, to those in darkness, show yourselves. Along the ways they shall find pasture, on every bare height shall their pastures be. They shall not hunger or thirst, nor shall the scorching wind or the sun strike them. For he who pities them leads them and guides them beside springs of water. I will cut a road through all the mountains and make my highways level. See, some shall come from afar, others from the north and the west, and some from the land of Syene. Sing out, O heavens, and rejoice, O earth. Break forth into song, you mountains. For the Lord comforts his people and shows mercy to his afflicted. But Sion said, the Lord has forsaken me, my Lord has forgotten me. Can a mother forget her infant, be without tenderness for the child of her womb? Even should she forget, I will never forget you, says the Lord Almighty. The Gospel from John chapter 8, verses 12 through 20. At that time, Jesus spoke to the multitudes of the Jews, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me does not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life. The Pharisees therefore said to him, you bear witness to yourself, your witness is not true. Jesus answered and said to them, even if I bear witness to myself, my witness is true, because I know where I came from and where I go. But you do not know where I came from or where I go. You judge according to the flesh. I judge no one. And even if I do judge, my judgment is true, because I am not alone, but with me is he who sent me, the Father. And in your law it is written that the witness of two persons is true. It is I who bear witness to myself, and he who sent me, the Father, bears witness to me. They therefore said to him, where is your Father? Jesus answered, you know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would then know my Father also. Jesus spoke these words in the treasury while teaching in the temple, and no one seized him because his hour had not yet come. Haydock Commentary. You judge according to the flesh and according to outward show and appearance only. I judge no one in this manner. And whatever judgment I do pass, or if I give testimony, my testimony is true, as coming also from the Father, with whom I am one in nature, though a distinct person. And two, according to the law, are enough to give evidence. You judge according to the flesh because you do not understand the ways of God, and think you only see in me the person of man. Therefore I seem to you to be arrogant, bearing witness of myself. Man, indeed, who wishes alone to bear testimony of himself, is arrogant and not to be believed, because all men are frail and liable to be deceived. But light and truth itself can neither deceive nor be deceived. So says St. Augustine. I am not alone. Christ does not here say that he is the Father and he is the Son. He only says that he is not alone, but that the Father is with him, plainly distinguishing the two persons. The Father is truly the Father, and the Son truly the Son, not one elder or greater than the other, but both entirely equal in all perfections, one in substance, co-eternal, and of one perfect equality. So says St. Augustine. Where is thy Father? They knew well enough by other discourses that he had called and declared God to be his Father, but they had a mind to make him own it again, that they might accuse him as guilty of blasphemy. Neither me do you know nor my Father. You will not own me to have been always his Son, nor him to have been always my Father. But if you knew me to be his Son, always proceeding from him, you would know my Father also, and know him as my Father from all eternity. As in common conversation we often say, when you have seen one, you have seen the other, when two persons or things seem perfectly alike as to outward appearances, so here Christ says, if you knew me, you would know my Father also. Not that the Father is the Son or the Son the Father, but because the Father is like the Son. Here might the Arian heretics and all who maintain that Christ is a mere creature blush. For if he were a creature, how can anyone who knows him likewise know God? Therefore is Christ consubstantial with the Father, for he who knows the Son knows the Father also. So says Theophylactus.